Retirement's given him the chance to take a step back and take a look at the world. Here to give you his take, here's Paul Joseph.
I don't know how we became such good friends at such a young age, but Morris and I hit it off like no two friends ever have. As close as we were in the first grade, it's interesting we're no longer friends now. And in a way, that's kind of sad. But back in the early 60s, if you'd see one of us, you'd see two. It was that simple. As far as how it began, I don't know. I do remember that we were in the first grade together, in the same class at Hazel Grove Elementary School in Kansas City, Kansas. Mrs. Herring was our teacher. Perhaps we sat side by side. We were both shy. First grade was, of course, the first grade, you understand. There aren't any grades before the first grade, so I didn't know how to act. Nothing to give a person a running start. Morse's mother was a school teacher across town, so I think she saw that her son having a friendship with another boy was healthy. Anyway, it was probably our mothers that made the first move, staying all night. Another big deal when you're six. And that was all it took. Either I was at Morris's house on Friday night or he was at my house on Friday night. Every weekend we were together. This went on from the first grade to the sixth grade. It's been so long I can't tell you what all we did together. Well, other than playing Star Trek. We always played Star Trek. Unless, of course, we were watching Star Trek. Now, I can't explain how you play a TV show, but that didn't stop us. We had to have launch buttons and handheld phasers and transporters, and it all had to be handmade, of course. That took a lot of time, and we had to build the Enterprise from scratch each time we got together. He and I weren't in the same class every year, but by then we didn't have to be. We were fast friends. Sometime after the sixth grade, though, Morris and his family moved away. His dad was an agent in the USDA and got a promotion, so off they all went. First to Minneapolis, Minnesota, but it was too cold, so they moved to Cincinnati, Ohio. The move didn't dampen our friendship much. We visited each other every summer. One year, Morris would fly to Kansas City, and the next year, I'd fly to Cincinnati. Our friendship would just pick up right where we left off. And so did the Star Trek reenactments. If we tired of Star Trek, we built spook houses in our basements. I remember Morris and I loved baseball. We played catch constantly, whenever we weren't beaming each other up someplace through the transporter. We played catch in our yards for hours on end, and I think that's why I have arthritis in my right shoulder. We loved playing catch. We were both Kansas City A's baseball fans. We loved the A's before they moved to Oakland. After he moved, of course, he had to become a Cincinnati Reds fan. I tried, but I couldn't get there. I once went, though, with Morris and his mom and dad to a Reds game. It was the first season the Reds played in their new stadium, Great American Ballpark in downtown Cincinnati, just across the Ohio River from Kentucky. That was then. This is now. Morris and I got older, and one day I realized I hadn't spoken to my dear friend in years. How does that happen? His parents were still in communication with mine, and I knew that he had graduated college with a degree in electrical engineering and went to work for National Cash Register. It's now known as NCR Global. I know he got married to a nice woman named Dory. Now Morris is probably retired, as I am. He's probably got grandchildren with whom he probably plays catch. I've always hoped he was happy. Who knows? With the Internet, we may reconnect someday and catch up. If we do, I bet old Morris and I will pick up right where we left off. We'll build another Enterprise spacecraft from scratch, a spook house, and probably pick up a baseball and play some catch. Wouldn't that be nice? That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.
My take with Paul Joseph on 96.5 KECO.